Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Hey, babe.
Hey, hey.
So, we just had the most eventful weekend.
Yes.
Ever. We had a really big celebration. It just made me, it just did my heart good. We had our first ever awards banquet and fundraiser.
Yeah.
For the kids at our school. Mm-hmm. And we awarded them with some really, really good awards and trophies.
Yeah.
We were able to award them with just a really big celebration with their families and their friends. It was just amazing. They dressed up and all the kids were so happy. Their families were happy. The kids got awards. It was just a really big thing.
Well, one of the things that stuck out with me is seeing the joy on your face, because you was rejoicing with them, that all the accomplishments that they was able to achieve. To see them get those awards was awesome.
It was amazing.
It really was.
But after that, I celebrated. We celebrated. Well, I went. You didn't go.
Right,
I went to Taylor's bridal shower.
Yeah. Dad's not invited.
No, you weren't invited. But it was really good. There were no men.
Well,
there
I appreciate
at the
that.
Bridal shower. But it, to see the joy in her face too, it was just amazing.
Yeah. To see this part in her life coming to pass is truly a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
She found someone that she can say that she loved and want to spend the rest of her life with.
Mm-hmm.
And so God can do that for them as long as they follow those rules that, you know, couples can make it.
Yeah. But not only that, it was her birthday too. So
oh my goodness.
It was just a really big weekend of celebration.
Yes.
And I want to talk about the joy in celebrating others because I'm really bubbling over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't stopped smiling yet just because I'm just so happy. You know, there's, it's scientific that little happy endorphins release from your brain.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel so giddy and happy. I feel that.
Okay.
Because I just have the opportunity to celebrate people, not just people that I love, but just to be able to see other people, even for Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had people come over for dinner.
Right.
And just to see them thankful.
Yeah, because we got to be thankful.
It was just, you know, it's just been a blessed weekend.
Yeah, we have to be thankful because God gave us more than enough.
Man.
And when he gave us more than enough, that means there's enough to share.
Come on, I'm going to share it.
Even there's times when there wasn't more than enough, but it got stressed and made it enough.
We still keep
and leftovers.
We always make it, 12 baskets.
Yes.
That's what the Bible talk about.
Come
and leftovers.
Now.
Two fish, five loaves, 12 baskets, and leftovers. That's always been, that's been our life.
Yes, it has. And we do not take that for granted because God's really been good to the Garretts.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate everything that has been placed in our hands and in our lives.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, I kind of went deeper in that thought pattern about just celebration, because although I'm feeling really good about celebrating the people that I really love a lot, there's also times that I start thinking about who else should we celebrate? Because the Bible also talks about loving our enemies.
Yeah.
And praying for those who spitefully misuse you.
Yeah.
You know, rejoicing with those who rejoice.
Yeah.
If our enemy is rejoicing, it doesn't say that we don't need to rejoice with them because they're our enemy.
So whatever state we're in,
you rejoice.
That's it.
Whatever state, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we rejoice with our family. We rejoice with our friends. We rejoice with our enemies.
See, it puts a black eye on the devil when you rejoicing.
Come on.
He does not have a leg to stand on because he's been dropped.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have the right address.
I think that's probably the joy in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the joy in celebrating an enemy, that you have defeated the enemy.
He thought he had you, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Slippery when wet, baby.
Because he gonna try to lock you up and
get
to reminding you about all the offenses that you had with certain individuals. I'm speaking from experience because there has been several times I'm like, I am not celebrating with this individual.
Yeah.
They have hurt me.
Yeah.
But
without mentioning any names, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. There's many times that I can, over our lives, that I saw that you really wanted to get mm-hmm. even, mm-hmm. but you did not do it. And, you know, words of wisdom come to mind, mm-hmm. and I was able to say what I needed to say at that moment mm-hmm. to counterpoint what the enemy thought he was going to let happen. Mm-hmm. But he gets another black eye.
Man, even...
Period.
Man, it just, that's the joy in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing in that. I know we kind of shifted just a smidge, but not mm-hmm. a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now we're talking about the joy in celebrating your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, I'm just kind of sitting here amazed by God's goodness, because you really are. I love defeating Satan. I mm-hmm. love it. I love defeating the enemy. I love to see when people overcome the enemy's tactics.
Right, right.
So especially when it's a situation that I'm in where I've overcome the enemy's tactics by celebrating an enemy.
Mm.
And I know that I'm conquering that because God's going to get the glory in the midst of it all, and that God's going to do something new in me.
Right.
We talked last week about Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and how that new wine,
yeah,
your vats will brim over with new wine. That's new wine. The old wine is, I will not celebrate with you because okay. you've offended me.
All right.
But the new wine is, mm-hmm. I'm going to celebrate with you because you're God's child and the enemy doesn't win in my life.
In spite of, you're still God's child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about, like, what if they're not even a legit enemy? What if it was a misunderstanding?
Which that happens occurred? A lot.
You know, what if it was a big misunderstanding and mm-hmm. then you become enemies with someone where it wasn't even, it was designed by the enemy
mm-hmm.
to get you yeah. pulled away and separated from someone that God wanted to be a benefit in your life or you yeah. for them.
You know, there's a lot of times that, we say we don't give the, we'll say the devil's cunning. But then I start looking at that differently. Like if we saying the devil's cunning, we're giving him a praise.
Ooh.
And he's not cunning. Mm. He's not as cunning as he think he is. Because God is the creator of all things. Mm. So he already know his thought pattern.
Mm.
So he's not cunning. He bring his trickeries, but they don't work because we are in.
Greater is he who is yes. in us than he who is in this world. And he's That's in this it. World, but God is greater.
So he gets no props here.
He gets nothing. so there, that's our little soapbox moment, I guess, about enemies. But celebrating enemies, family, friends, mm. like the joy in that. There's been mm-hmm. May, period, just has been a yeah. big month of celebration. Lots yeah. of birthdays. We have a cousin that just graduated Georgetown
mm-hmm.
University.
Yeah.
Going great places, doing big things. Mm-hmm. So many graduations this year. And it's just May. May has been just a really big month of celebration.
It really has. It's been a strength.
Yeah.
You know, in spite of everything that goes on, there's so many things that we were still able to accomplish because mm-hmm. of our belief.
Yeah.
It did not defeat us. We didn't get worried. We didn't fall to the side. We stood strong and weathered the storm of everything that came our way. And whether it be good or bad, we thank you that most of it has been good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead, babe.
Well, just kind of still in the month of celebration, because we are at the end. This is the last Monday of May.
Mm.
So wow. It's going to be closing the end of, we're going to call it Celebration May.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is just a really good opportunity to begin to think about, you know, things like what we should celebrate. What are some things that we should celebrate?
Yeah.
Having a family is a good way to celebrate. Being single. What if, you know, where are you at in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Places you are in life.
Okay.
We, many times we can get caught up in life situations that could cause us or keep us from, kids are being disrespectfully loud.
Right.
And in that,
okay, go ahead,
we
babe.
Celebrate mm-hmm. the fact that we have a family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's lots of noise knocking mm-hmm. on the door right when we push play on the yeah. podcast button. But it says that
we're celebrating anyway.
It says that we have a family.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed. Yes. You know, they want us.
Needy.
They need us. You know, it's a blessing. They want to be around us. They want to be near. So I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. That's a reason to celebrate.
Amen.
We can celebrate even if, what if you don't have kids and what if you don't have a spouse? Celebrate that. Mm-hmm. Those are good things to celebrate. Celebrate being able to be near to God, waking up and read your Bible whenever you feel like it, fix a meal whenever you feel like it. Yeah. You know, those are things to celebrate.
Yeah. If you have desire to change the way your life is, then make sure you consult the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just do it on your own, because then you won't be celebrating the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that everything you do is a celebratory towards the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about jobs? Mm. You know, we can get so caught up and get caught up in the mundane of going to work, waking up, going to work, waking up, just kind of the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to get caught up and ungrateful.
Yeah.
And discouraged and ungrateful. But there's people that are looking for work. There are people that can't find work. There are people struggling to pay their bills.
Right.
They're struggling to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
But if God has blessed us with the ability to have health, that's another thing to celebrate.
Yeah. Health and strength, yes.
The ability to have health, that's a reason to celebrate. That's a reason to be grateful. So what if there's someone on that job that should be celebrated? What if you're working with someone who doesn't know the joy of the Lord?
There's many times that I've been put in position that Lord, I know it had to be the Lord, because it surely wasn't me. Because if I can be quiet, I'd rather be quiet. But if the Lord wants you to have something to say to this certain particular person, then you should. And they might be the same person that just ticked you off a day before.
Mm-hmm.
And that has happened in my life. And I was able to rejoice. And I thank God that this is the topic that we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoicing in others, even in spite of what they may have done.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold any grudges, because then you're giving away to the enemy. And you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He should not have the forefront of way into your life or your heart or your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. What if there is just a really big situation that's just difficult to overcome, you know, at work, or overcome in your home, or just overcome anywhere you are?
Yeah.
It just gets so overwhelming. Where can we find the joy? Where can we find the joy in that situation?
Yeah.
You know, just finding joy in life.
Yeah.
We're sharing with one of our daughters today that the first fruit that you offer God when you wake up is, Lord, thank you for my life. There's joy in life.
Yeah.
We can be upset and we can be discouraged and sad about things that occur in life. It's normal. It's a normal feeling.
Right.
So we don't pretend like, oh no, I'm not going to be sad because, you know, someone passed away in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be sad because I don't have the money to make ends meet. No, we're not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is we say, okay, yeah, this happened, but I'm going to find the joy. My joy is in the Lord.
What I say about this, this is a faith builder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you, in whatever state you're in, you're still being able to rejoice. You're still able to do it, even though it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It could be death in the family. It could be a divorce. It could be a kid that ran off. It could be a kid that's on drugs. It could be a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the list is long, but God is longer.
He's
complete. He's from the top to the bottom, from the side to side.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it all covered. So we don't have to do it. That's why the earth is round. There's no ending.
You're so deep. You got your... rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice.
Amen.
Whatever state you're in, you rejoice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You be content in Jesus.
You have to. I look at the little small things that I, you know, you have to apologize for the things that you've done in the past, and you know, it's because you want to clear the air. And when you do that, you can feel a releasement, especially when the person receives what you're giving them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the joy of the Lord coming out and shining through, because you was able to release them and release yourself.
That is a big part of joy.
Yeah.
And celebrating other people.
Celebrating
others. And yeah, it's funny you would say that because I was thinking about that too. Like the joy you get in celebrating and seeing someone's deliverance is what you're saying. And seeing someone's deliverance is not only did it do something for them, it did something for you as well.
Yeah.
We don't know what we might need. We don't know it's not ever always just about that person. We may feel like we're on top of the world at the moment. We may feel like we got it all together even at a moment. But when you release that celebration of joy over someone else's life, it does something for you for a long time. There's things I know that me and you can think about and recall even right now to this day that's happened and occurred years ago that we can think about and just get joy from. Even when our kids were younger, our adult kids were younger, the joy in seeing them ride their bike for the first time and the joy in seeing them graduate from high school, or the joy in seeing them get move on and start their lives. You know, it's just the joys in that.
You know, and one thing that me and you don't ever do is take credit. We give it up to the Lord that strengthened us and gave us the know-how of what we're supposed to say in raising these children. And because we want to see them as soldiers. We want to see them as warriors. We want to see them as entrepreneurs. We want to see them as kings and queens of their, not only just their marriages, but in their neighborhoods and in their church. They should always be leaders, and we get joy in that. And we want to celebrate them about the things that they have accomplished. And we get joy because we was a part of it.
There is joy in seeing them do what they do because we know that we made every effort to pull ourselves out of it and depend only on God. So the joy comes for me in seeing that God is God. The joy is in me seeing that God truly does fulfill his word.
I was going to say something that really might get us deep into it. I was gonna, triangular.
What
look
is it?
At the triangle.
Okay.
God is at the top, at the front.
Yeah.
You on one side, either left or right, it doesn't matter. And then your family's on the other. And it stays together no matter what, even though the points are always going to meet. The points going to meet because you're giving out points that God has given you to give to them. I try not to get so deep with things, but it's my
so
mind
deep,
be going.
So deep. How you deep sea?
Deep sea.
No, but
I go as the Lord leads.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, we want to make sure we stay, you know, connected in that sense.
Yeah.
So we kind of hit on like what the benefits are for others. The benefits in celebrating others is that it shows appreciation, it shows honor, it shows value. We don't know what someone else may be going through, or maybe we do. But when you just allow the Holy Spirit to use you to celebrate someone else, we don't know what that could have stopped. What if there were suicidal thoughts? What if there were self-doubt thoughts? What if they were,
you in my neighborhood,
you know, like, we don't always know what a person's dealing with. We could see attitudes, we could see certain moods, we could see certain reactions to things that we just don't understand. But just a simple, I appreciate you. I celebrate you. I honor you. Could change the scenario.
The
all the way
projection.
Around.
I look at the way things have turned out in my life. And, you know, talking about there are certain things I'm not even going to mention because I'm not giving the enemy anything. So there are certain things that was going on in my life at that time when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And I just felt like life was just not set up for me, that it was, everything that I see it was going to be negative. And I celebrate now because I see that there was just the errors of my own thoughts. I was caught in my mind and I was trapped. And I thought I couldn't get out, but I realized as I got into my late 30s that was all a lie. I received a lie and was trying to live by it, trying to live up to it. That's a lie. I ain't living up to that. That is not who I am. God gave me the strength to understand that what I saw is not what I see.
Yeah, that's good. Genuine celebration. Genuine celebration could cause us to be the safe place that a person might need. No, what if there's a person who may not feel like there's anyone in their corner? And then we're not going to be trying to be nobody's God. That's too much.
Yeah,
That's just
that's
not godly.
too much weight.
So we're not talking about that. But what if a person just needs an open door, a trusted person to pray for them, or whatever the case may be? Being a person that celebrates others opens up, that's a character trait. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. But that joy, the joy in celebrating others, that's a fruit. And it opens up the door for another person to push off the weight of not feeling safe. And so, what if they didn't grow up with a safe person? So the joy
Unfortunately,
that
that's
we
happened.
release in celebrating them, they find joy in the midst of their situations to become more of who God wants them to be, which then causes us to be joyful because they're walking in who they were created to become.
All right. And you get peace in mind when you see that. I was thinking about what you just said, love, joy, peace, and
The
but the
fruit of the Spirit.
last thing was
Self-control.
self-control. Why do you think that is the last thing? I always thought about it throughout my year. I said, why was that the last word after that? All other things came and they all flowed together, and you feel those things, but you can't do any of those things without what?
Self-control.
Self-control.
The self-control sums it up.
It sums it up. You got to have that. You have to make sure that you stay in full contact with the Lord. If you stay in full contact with the Lord, you'll be in self-control because there's no room for the enemy to come in.
Look, there's deep sea coming out.
There
Once again, deep sea in the house
it
today. May.
is. Yeah. So I was thinking about
Yeah, that's
another
good.
thing. You know, I'm not mentioning any names, but I was talking to a young man, and just a few words that God gave me, and it surprised me because a lot of times you say things and you don't realize that it wasn't you that was saying it. You was being used by the Lord, and he was really just intrigued about what I was saying. You know, I just say what the Lord gives me. I try not to put nothing on it anymore to it. I don't want to shake no salt, no pepper on it. Just put what God says out there. And to see him for those few little words that I said to him, and he saw his son differently. That was a joy to see him. Like, he's like, oh man, the kids, they this, that, and the other. But you have to see the bigger picture. Because boys admire their fathers.
Yeah. So the joy for you was seeing that the joy in him was a different outlook
Yeah,
for,
I saw something break off,
That's good.
and that was
that's a
really good.
joy That's a celebration. That's a
That's,
moment to
yes,
celebrate.
it really is.
So then the benefits for us in celebrating others is that we're living an abundant life. The Lord wants us to not just live a life, but he wants us to live it abundantly. So a part of living an abundant life is living a life of joy in celebrating other people.
And to see that happen is a definite joy. I want to see more and more men engaged in their lives with the children. Not saying that they're not, but you have to be careful because a lot of times you can shut a kid down and not realize it because you're tired. You don't want to make sure that you stay interactive with them. You know, there's a household of people
There's
in my
lots of
house.
energetic
Yes.
girls here. Can
Woo!
y'all hear them? Can you hear me in the background? But yeah, you don't want to shut that down. Again, we said it jokingly, but seriously, that lets us know how blessed we are, and I'm filled with joy for about that.
Yeah, because you never know what you can do until you've been put in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord figured we can handle what we have.
Apparently.
And so far, so good. Thank the Lord.
What's the scripture about? Does it say joy when your quiver is full?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the scripture is? I don't remember. But it talks about, blessed is the one whose quiver, let me see, quiver full.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reason to be blessed, and there's a lot of things that we can take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to take any things for granted because God has chosen a faithful few people to do the things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is not for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I struggled when it was just me and one kid. Then I realized I wasn't struggling. I just was nervous. I was feel like, okay, how do I do this? Because I didn't have no really good example.
Mm-hmm.
I have uncles, I have a dad, I had older cousins that had kids and everything. And last thing you want to do is ask for help when you have pride.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pride to get in the way, and you can't do the things you're supposed to do to help your children. Look for help. If it's available, let it be available.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Receive what God has for you.
Receive the joy in someone wanting to assist you in that way. That kind of tapped into being teachable, and like you already said, it pride. Mm-hmm. But the scripture is in Psalm 127. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him.
Mm-hmm.
Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
Yeah.
They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. But this part that I just wanted to take was the blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
Okay.
And that gives me joy. It gives me joy that our quiver is full personally, and our quiver is full because we have the, going back to the top of the podcast, we opened it up talking about the banquet.
Yeah.
But our quiver is full because we're able to have such an amazing contact with children on a daily basis and with people on a daily basis. So it's not just kids, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being able to connect with people, period.
Yeah.
And the joy that I get in being able to connect with people and see them happy and to see them change and to see them delivered and to see them begin to learn their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It just overjoys me.
Yeah. And one of the things that that I rejoice in is, you know, when people ask for help and you were able to give it, but you didn't do it pridefully.
Mm-hmm.
You did it with an honor, because it's honorable to be able to help somebody, you know, and put out the wisdom that the Lord has given you to give to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see the honor of the person that's receiving it, and you honoring the person that's giving it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that pretty much sums up the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pray a prayer that we'll all experience that joy? The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
But that we'll all receive that joy in celebrating others. Because when we celebrate others, God is honored and God is glorified. And we just want to see God glorified in everything.
Amen.
So,
well, one thing I want to say also in this prayer is that God is the strength that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So in saying that, Lord, we thank you for the strength that you have given us to be able to do the things that we are doing and doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it because we know we want to help somebody. We're doing it because you said we could help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it because we have the joy of the Lord, and we want to see different things happen in people's lives. Not being the same, not being mundane, not being tricked by the enemy, because he's here to try to do the things that he does, but we're here to do the things that the Lord said we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And we can stop him because he cannot stop us. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you honor for everything that goes forth with the words of wisdom that goes out in Jesus' name.
Yep.
We give you the glory.
Yep.